Postface. This brings me to close this study with a hopeful outlook. This book was not written in the intention to blame a certain group of people or to blame any behavior they indulge in or they compulsively engage in. My intent for writing this study was to raise awareness in postmodern international culture for a complex of phenomena that are clearly on the rise because of various factors inherent in modern consumer culture, one of them being an unhealthy exclusiveness in the parent-child relation, another being the turndown of the traditional extended family, another still the shortening or total abandonment of breastfeeding, another the rampant tactile sensual and sexual deprivation of infants and children, and still another the rise of the single-parent family because of rampant divorce rates in all major urban areas worldwide. I hope that this study shall invoke a larger scientific interest in exploring the possibilities of helping persons with an Oedipal narcissistic and sadistic affliction to deal effectively with their problems, as this will turn out to be the best way of reducing violent sexual crime against children wherever in the world. I especially hope that eventually the fatalistic trend in mainstream forensic psychiatry will give way to a deeper regard on the real possibilities that exist now in our society and that existed in tribal society since millennia for healing sexual and non-sexual sadism. One of the researchers who has dealt with these issues since almost 25 years is Dr. Alberto Villoldo, whose highly interesting books I have reviewed on iPublica Research.